Hello.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Don Brimley?
Okay, this is her husband. This is not her phone.
Okay. Well, we can do anybody in the line. Would you like to help us? The survey is about housing development in Levine Village.
Okay, sure. How long does it take?
A few minutes. It won't take long.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
I live in Levine. So if you consider that Phoenix, yes.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
In Levine?
Yeah, in Phoenix.
I think things are going on the wrong track.
Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that the definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again?
No. I'm very familiar with it, yes.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're speaking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
1963.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And if that's the case, do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed in here?
African American.
Thank you. Overall, would you describe the quality of life in Levine as poor, just fair, good, or excellent? I'm sorry, you cut off?
I said excellent.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people would say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means that it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5, and the higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Levine. The first one is more dining and entertainment options.
5.
Better street and road maintenance.
I'm going to say 2.
More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
5.
More affordable housing options to rent or buy.
5.
Better public transportation options.
5.
More parks and recreational opportunities.
I'm going to say 4.
Thank you. More good paying jobs.
Five.
Thank you very much. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, or looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
I'm employed full-time.
Thank you. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
I'm gonna say, okay, you mentioned different things. You said trade, because there's plenty as far as retail and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's really all we have, but, I would say, I'm gonna say a 3.
Well, we just want to know if you think it's too many, too few, or about the right amount.
It's too few.
Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few.
Thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine.
Okay.
The first one is, would you like to see more doctor's offices and hospitals in Levine?
Yes.
And would that be a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Strongly.
Would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains in Levine?
Yes.
Is that a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in Levine?
Well, we have Walmart and Fry's and Safeway, so I would say no, we're okay.
Thank you. And would you like to see more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues in Levine?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Would you like to see more home goods stores or other retail stores like Target in Levine?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine?
I would say, you know, like clothes, retail, TJ Maxx, Burlington.
Thank you very much. We're going to switch gears a bit, but before that, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, so please bear with me. Now, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem at all? A slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
A very big problem.
Thank you. And how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability nor a problem at all? A slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a big, very big problem?
It's not a problem at all. We got all kinds of subdivisions going up.
Thank you. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes in Levine?
No.
Would you like to see more multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums in Levine?
No.
Would you like to see more single family detached homes in Levine?
Yes.
And would that be a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes strongly.
Thank you. And would you like to see more housing options for seniors in Levine?
Yes strongly.
Thank you. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years? 5 to 10 years? 11 to 20 years? More than 20 years?
11 to 20 years.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Rent.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. The first proposal is to change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartment and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Do you oppose or favor that as a way to address housing costs and options?
I oppose.
And would that be a somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And the next proposal is to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
I don't oppose that at all.
So would you say you strongly favor or somewhat favor that?
I strongly favor it.
Thank you. The next one is, next proposal is changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Strongly opposed.
The next proposal is change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Strongly opposed.
The next proposal is change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Strongly opposed.
And the last proposal of this section is to repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Okay, I'm okay with that. Strongly.
Strongly favor?
Yes.
Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you some questions for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Okay. And what is your annual household income? Just a moment, just let me make sure that I got the last one correct. Bachelor's degree, you said, right?
Correct.
Thank you. What is your annual household income? Just tell me when I get to the right amount. Is it less than $25,000? $25,000 to $50,000? $50,001 to $75,000? $75,001 to $100,000? $100,001 to $125,000 or more than $125,000?
I'd say the 100 to 125.
Thank you very much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes with my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Robert.
Thank you very much, Robert. So with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation.
All right. Take care.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.